So, what are spectacles? The word spectacles is of Latin origin and means to look. It can be defined as a pair of lenses mounted into a frame which rests on the nose and is fitted with arms. More colloquially, we use the word glasses, and the industry prefers the term eyewear. So, what were the component parts of a pair of spectacles from around the year 1800? First, there were the rims. These were iron wires which encircled the lenses. The wire was U-shaped to provide a groove on the inside of the rim into which the lens slotted. Between the rims, there was a bridge joining the two sides of the spectacles and which rested on the wearer's nose. The rims and the bridge make up the front of the spectacles. Nose pads appeared in the 20th century to make the experience of wearing spectacles more comfortable. The front is held between two arms which are placed on either side of the head. The hinges allow the arms to fold onto the front when not in use. The ends of the arms are fitted with covers or tips to protect the skin at the back of the wearer's ears and to provide extra comfort and a better fit. In the case in front of you is a pair of glasses which is very similar to the first ones to be made in Moray by the master nail maker Pierre Hyacinthe Cazot. In 1796, Cazot developed a pair of spectacles based on an English design using the metalwork techniques he was familiar with. The shape of these glasses is typical of the period. Welded onto each side of the rims are two triangular pieces called lugs, which allow the rims to be screwed down tight around the lenses. These lugs also served as hinges for the arms, which is why they are so large. The rims are oval in shape. The bridge between the rims is X-shaped. Each arm is in two parts and pivots around a rivet. These spectacles are made of metal. However, since the early 20th century, progress in the fields of physics and chemistry has ensured that designers have had an ever-increasing range of materials, such as plastics and alloys, with which to make spectacle frames.